A river runs through a small city. People lining a downtown street watch a parade which includes children dancing in unison, a high school marching band, and flag twirlers wearing sequin tops. Other people march with a banner, America's labor force built with pride. A black sports car drives slowly ahead of antique autos. In a black and white photo, businessmen sit in a vintage auto, 100,000th Chevrolet made in Janesville, June 3, 1925. Now empty parking lots surround a massive factory, GM assembly plant, Janesville, Wisconsin.
Maybe from the outside, it was prison-like, but on the inside, it afforded you a lot of freedom. You were able to buy a home and buy a car and college education.
Standing near railroad tracks, a woman wearing hooped earrings shakes her head as she gazes at the plant.
I considered myself middle class. Now, either you're rich or you're poor. There's no in-between.
A factory banner, 1 millionth sport utility. Congratulations, Janesville Assembly.
You know, this whole city, its identity was GM.
A New York Times headline, GM cutting 30,000 jobs and closing auto plants. Workers hold up a banner. Last vehicle off the Janesville Assembly line, December 23rd, 2008.
When the announcement came that GM was going, so did all of the related companies. Thousands of jobs.
People are scared. They're scared about the economy. They're scared about their own job or their spouse's job. You don't have to be afraid anymore because Wisconsin is open for business.
At a protest rally, people hold up signs, recall Walker, and stop the war on workers.
Who's your governor? The people or the money? Who's your leader?
Through hard times and good, great challenges and great change, the promise of Janesville has been the promise of America.
The Rock River flows past Janesville buildings, as goes Janesville. A film by Brad Lichtenstein. A thin layer of snow blankets a field as a truck cruises past a road sign, Rock County. In a suburban neighborhood, an American flag hangs from a ranch-style home's front porch. A person wearing thick winter clothing pushes a bicycle along a city sidewalk. Light traffic courses up a main street lined with shops and offices. Shiny, oversized compact discs stand on pedestals outside M&I Bank, 2009.
I'm Mary Wilmer Sheedy, and I'm the president here at M&I. And I thought that it would be really great to get all of the banks within Rock County in a room together. 2005, there were 308 foreclosures. 2009, the number has skyrocketed to 487 recorded, with 1,300 pending.
Sheriff's Department.
It's emotional, it is gut-wrenching, it's affecting their children, it's affecting our entire community.
I'm sorry, but I think you're underestimating your numbers. I think the storm is just starting to blow up and it's gonna hit.
We don't wanna paint a picture of gloom and doom within this community. I'm encouraging people not to give up just because we've been dealt some rough cards, because anyone can get there. And that's the beauty of America. That's certainly the beauty of being right here.
In a truck terminal parking lot, people push shopping carts at the Janesville Christmas food drive.
Go over there. Yep, you're good, you're good.
I don't think the people in Detroit who made this decision grasp what it means to close a factory.
Heavy. Tim Cullen, former state senator.
The human consequences are immeasurably bigger than the dollars that are involved. I don't care what they are. I was co-chair of the effort to get General Motors to change their mind and stay here. We made a hugely competitive package and they turned it down. We never heard from them again, literally. Right now, I just want to do whatever I can to try to help Rock County during these difficult times.
A road sign, Janesville, population 63,575. Nearly 11,000 people in the Janesville area lost their jobs because the GM plant shut down. More than 750 GM workers are transferring to plants around the country.
The GM workers are being transferred down to Arlington, Texas, Kansas City, Fort Wayne.
If they turn down the job, then they're severing everything that they have with General Motors. It's a forced move.
John Donner, president, United Auto Workers, Local 95.
We live in a very, very small community. Just really a family-type atmosphere.
Gail Listenby, laid off from GM after 24 years.
If I could just stay here, I would be so much happier. Yes, I was wondering if you guys are accepting applications at this time.
No, we are not.
There's just no jobs.
The mailbox is full.
That is Frito-Lay.
Rock County Job Center.
I noticed that this job here was like $7.25 an hour. Is that pretty much what the companies are paying now?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but because of the high unemployment, employers do take advantage.
Okay, I understand that. I just
wanted to. You are not going to find too many jobs on the assembly labor, even with quality control, that are going to be giving you more than $9 an hour.
Did you hear her say this under like $9 an hour? It'd take four jobs to make at least a living. You'd have to work four full-time jobs. Oh. Suddenly Fort Wayne doesn't sound so bad. I still don't want to go. My head says one thing and my heart says another.
Black Hawk Technical College, Janesville. In a classroom, a blonde woman holds a hypodermic needle.
Say you got an air pocket in there and you tip it where the air pocket, can you hurt it?
Not if you're consistently pulling the plunger out.
I never dreamed that I'd be in school at 41 years old.
You're very much on the surface, yeah.
I mean, if I could get a job tomorrow, I would go to work, you know, I mean, a decent job that I knew was going to be secure.
Cindy Deegan laid off from Alcoa after 13 years.
I picked out lab technician. I want to do something that at least I can physically do for another 20 years. I don't want to go back lifting tire rims, you know.
In a kitchen, Cindy fills a measuring cup with tap water.
What was really embarrassing is my homework that I had the first three, 4 weeks. My daughter in sixth grade was doing the same homework I was doing. She says, is your homework done? Well, you can't go out if your homework's not done. No TV.
Cindy's daughter, Sarah, watches her mother check garden plants.
She knows what's going on and she knows, you know, money's tight. I don't usually do the garden.
Cindy picks green peppers.
Just leave them on there then, the little ones.
Sarah tosses a dead snake in front of her mother, who jerks backward. Later, inside the house, Sarah stands against a wall and watches a teenage girl play with a dog. Nearby, Cindy studies an open textbook. Christina, the teenage girl, digs a folder out of a book bag.
Do you have a chemistry test today, Mom?
I had a chemistry test today.
How did that go?
I don't want to talk about it.
A man fries food at the stove.
Doug's on disability now. So all we get is unemployment and Social Security. As soon as we're done with school, our unemployment will be done. Well, that's got me worried. I always wanted to be a teacher when I was Sarah's age. But I didn't have any financial aid or anything, and I didn't have the money to go to college. I was military for 11 years.
Doug, Cindy's husband.
Yeah, Christina's going to college, or military, don't know which yet.
I really don't believe she wants to go. I think it's just the financial. That's where my kids don't have to go on the service, just for schooling.
No, we'll be fine.
Wearing a camouflaged ball cap, Doug nods. Later, Cindy sits at a backyard table and smokes a cigarette. At J.A. Craig High School, Mary Wilmer and teen girls wear pink T-shirts.
Are you nervous?
Yeah.
It'll be okay. You guys are going to do great.
The day that we finally heard that GM was done, my daughter had some of her friends over, and 5 of the 10 friends were directly impacted. Chelsea looked at me and said, Mom, what are you going to do? And that's all it took.
People gather in a meeting room.
We're not going to wait for government to fix our problems. We can control a lot of this ourselves.
Today we are rolling out
the Rock County 5.0 initiative, Diane and I were asked if we would co-lead a team of CEOs, private industry leaders, and citizens to bring this county to the next level.
Would we like to have a state that was more pro-business and giving better incentives? Of course, but you know what? We don't.
We want our kids to look at Rock County as a place to stay. The average rate of a GM worker here in Janesville was about $28, $29 an hour. Those days here are over. And I think that's okay. It's forced us all to kind of sharpen our saw and, you know, have a new perspective on things.
We're not an auto town anymore. Boom.
You reinvent yourself. You get better, you get stronger.
We need a splash campaign designed for John and Jane Q Citizen, Joe or Jane Sixpack.
We want proselytizers. We want to create disciples and have them go out and pull people in.
Mary visits a local business.
America was founded on entrepreneurs.
Later, she gives a presentation.
Congratulations, first of all, on being here today and taking this first step. Out of this will come amazing businesses and amazing opportunities. Rock County 5.0 is here for you. We want you to succeed.
We need to be the ambassadors of optimism for Rock County. We want business here in Rock County, and we need everyone to talk it up.
I want to get Rock County turned around by putting everything on the table to get business here.
We're a pro-business, pro-job state, and then if you elect me as governor, I'll give it every hour of every day until we get this state working again, because that's what we need.
Scott Walker.
Opening doors, removing barriers.
United Alloy is very proud to be a 9-unit shop. I have no barriers telling me you can do this, you can't do this.
When you put the future in the hands of business owners, business leaders, you'll have success.
And the winner of the Accelerate Your Business Plan contest, Local Vision TV.
Mary smiles as a man wearing glasses accepts an oversized check. Next, a radio show.
Good morning and welcome to the 15th State Senate Candidates Forum with Republican Rick Richard and Democrat Tim Cullen. Tim Cullen, take a couple of minutes. Tell us why you're running those sorts of things.
We are in a real hole in Wisconsin. And if either party thinks it's a great idea to get out of this hole all by themselves, I think they're nuts.
Hi, I'm Tim Cullen. I'm running for the state Senate. I want to leave a brochure with you if I could.
Oh, okay.
Since I haven't run for office in 24 years, in a sense, we're starting from scratch. How I win this thing matters a lot to me. I still have a bunch of these. These are from 86.
Campaign posters.
One of the things I'd like you to do is figure out, how do we make sure that we have the best campaign on the internet? All the various Facebook or whatever, there are some Facebook sites I know. So the internet issue, I sort of like turning it over to you.
Tim meets with his campaign manager.
Credit belongs to the man who's actually in the arena and spends himself in a worthy cause. And if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly. So that his place shall never be where those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. Sort of how I'm trying to lead my life.
A sign stands in a field near a dilapidated barn. Tim Cullen, State Senate.
Are you hungry for growth? Interested in expanding your development and investment perspectives? Then consider Rock County, Wisconsin's value proposition.
We were searching for a location that had a solid infrastructure and a business-friendly environment.
Our professional and seasoned economic development team has a solid track record. Add your company to the food processing and technology companies throughout Rock County.
There she goes.
Yay!
Woo!
Very nice. Perfect. It's not that long.
I think this one warrants 5 minutes because it's so damn good.
It's awesome. I mean, it's got a good feeling.
We need to make sure that this thing goes viral. And each and every time somebody talks about Rock County, this needs to be part of the discussion.
May 2010. In her kitchen, Gail prepares pancakes.
Last meal before I leave.
Gail has given up her job search and will commute to GM in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
It ain't easy. It's not an easy decision to make.
If I didn't take Fort Wayne when I did, instead of being 4 hours away, I would have had to be 8 hours away.
Skylar, 9 years old.
Today at school, people kept asking me why was I crying. I was like, my mom's moving, I don't get to see her every day.
Spencer, 12 years old, wipes away her tears with a cuff of her sleeve.
She said that she'll be here every weekend, but she's my mom. I really don't like that.
Standing in an open garage, Gail hugs Skylar. The girls are going to a family party, so they won't have to watch their mom leave.
You taking this?
Oh, okay.
Is yours?
All right.
Very good. Come on, get that. Come on, get that too.
Gail waves and blows kisses to her daughters as they pull out of the driveway.
Voila.
In her bedroom, Gail zips up a suitcase.
With Spencer in the sixth grade, you know, that's all her years in school. When you're away, that can seem like a lifetime.
Tim is driving Gail to Fort Wayne, then flying back alone.
You gonna be all right?
I'm gonna be fine.
Hmm? I don't
I'm gonna
see
be fine.
You strong, but you won't let me see you do anything.
Okay,
if you say so.
Well,
I'll see you.
Love you.
All right, I'll take care of the girl. Don't worry about it.
I know.
All right, don't you? There you go.
Gail watches her husband walk off through an airport.
Our response is that it's quiet.
She shakes her head. Nighttime, in an apartment, Gail holds a cell phone to one ear.
Sky. It's okay, baby. I promise you it is. Huh?
I know.
Okay. Okay, you gonna say your prayers for me?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
In downtown Janesville, light traffic passes deserted buildings. A woman picks up a crying toddler. Elsewhere, cars park outside a large white building, ABC Supply Company Incorporated. Diane Hendricks, founder and COB.
Of the workforce that was let go 2 years ago, how
they're
many
gone.
Of the workforce is still here?
Yeah, they're gone.
If you opened the plant here, how fast could you hire and train a new workforce?
Quickly.
Easy.
So the fact that all these people are gone is perhaps in the plus column because they could pay less.
Oh, a lot less. And I mean, well.
And so.
I think we're right on the edge here. So. Get us up over the hump.
Dawn breaks over the city of Janesville. A flag hangs limply outside the local union number 95 United Auto Workers Hall. Election Day, 2010.
Hi, Richard. I'm calling from the Democratic Party campaign here in Janesville.
Before the GM plant closing,
we'd be packed with people coming and going, and now we're down to a few volunteers.
John Donner, president, UAW Local 95. Elsewhere, Tim mingles in a crowded saloon.
And tonight, Republicans making big gains, and tomorrow, Democrats could be looking at historic losses.
Kind of a tough night. Mixed night.
Early returns that are showing the Republican candidates with a huge margin.
In another bar, Mary celebrates. Subtitles. The numbers are looking really good, so we're all pretty pumped.
Tonight, I want to tell every business, big or small in this state, that you have an ally in the governor's office. Come today, you don't have to be afraid anymore because Wisconsin is open for business.
And I'm looking forward to going to Madison and working with Governor-elect Walker. I work with Republicans many times in the past, and I'll work with them again.
Tim is the only Democrat from Rock County elected to the legislature. Lounging on a sofa, Gail watches a television program with Skylar, ABC Vote 2010.
GOP sweep and a Tea Party tidal wave.
Lord, we in a world of hurt after Tuesday. I ain't never felt so sad.
Why?
The Republicans think that
the poor should not be poor. But reality, there's poor amongst us, and we are to take care of the people that's less fortunate. And the Republicans feel that everybody should pull themselves up by their bootstraps and, you know. Well, that's
everybody
what they feel.
Everybody doesn't have the resources
and everybody can't do it.
Janesville Country Club, Rock 5.0, meets with newly elected legislators.
I know as I listen to all of your platforms throughout your campaign, you all had the same theme. Now, do we need to leverage the potential here? Absolutely.
You know, if we had more attractive rules, I mean, the state is so heavily controlled by the unions, and the laws are written in favor of the unions.
My ears are open to all of you because you guys are the minds. I'm the tool.
When I was in the Senate before, at least two of the three state representatives in my district were Republicans, tell you. Had great relationships with them, and I'm looking forward to having great relationships with the other people around the table.
We're not going to go away.
We're not either.
I know.
At her home, Cindy sits at the dining room table and takes a phone call.
The mammogram was done on Thursday.
What?
I got a lump. I gotta go get an ultrasound done. And my grandma died of breast cancer, so. Yeah. So.
And your name?
Cynthia Deegan.
Cindy wears a hospital gown as she waits in an examination room.
In December, I'll be uninsured.
A woman stares at a computer screen as she rubs a device over Cindy's chest.
Cancer.
It's just a lump. So, don't know yet. That's why I went to the doctor. I won't know nothing.
Sarah sits cross-legged on a chair across the dining room table from her mother. Head propped on one hand, Cindy stares at her.
Well, we want to welcome Governor Scott Walker to our county this morning.
Are you there?
So we're really, really pleased and proud that you took the time to be here today.
Everything we do has got to be about how do we make it easier for the private sector, not the government, but the private sector to create more jobs in this state. And I think it fits in beautifully with what Rock County 5.0 is talking about. Over at the state line, we're going to unveil a sign like this. Instead of saying the name of the governor, I want it to say open for business. We're putting in place changes not only to lower the tax burden on small businesses, but major changes when it comes to regulatory requirements in the state.
You just made our job a whole lot easier, and so thank you for what you're doing.
And for too many decades, it's been almost a cornerstone of the Wisconsin political culture that if there's a national standard, we're going to go above it. We have a higher minimum wage. Family Medical Leave Act, even the civil rights legislation means, of course, more cost to business and government to meet the higher level of benefit.
At the end of the day, economic development is about elimination. And if we can help eliminate those issues that are a burden, that's going to help place us in a much more competitive process.
I've got kids in high school, and I hear them talking about you and what you're doing because they're seeing it. I didn't hear that before.
Oh, wow.
And it's making a difference.
A wooden road sign, Wisconsin welcomes you, open for business.
Now is the time we really can have some fun with it, attract business into Rock County. St. Mary's Dean made the decision to build this hospital at the exact same time as the GM announcement came down. It took courage and guts to do this, and what it means for us is tremendous jobs.
Yeah, certainly we'll have entry-level positions in the hospital for housekeeping, food service.
It also changes the dynamics of who we are in Rock County because now we're going to have four hospitals. We're bringing doctors in from all over the country. So home sales, bigger homes will start to sell, and growth around the medical community.
Shine Medical Technologies R&D facility.
Oh man.
Five people lift a thick panel.
This technology alone is going to put whatever city it ends up in on the map.
Greg Pfeffer, CEO.
It'll provide medical isotopes to the United States, 20 million patients a year. It would probably be staffed with about 120 folks.
You know, the biggest challenge is dispelling the myth Janesville's crushed because GM left.
So we're feeling optimistic, actually. ambassadors of optimism.
We're in the midst of evaluating three very competitive offers. All three sites do really want this.
That's why I keep asking the same question.
Yeah, yeah.
What else can we
do?
Yeah. City Council is providing upwards of $6-8 million. It's a huge deal, but it's necessary.
At the end of the day, it's a business decision. Let the market compete, you know.
We have really kind of a legalized blackmail system right now. You pay up or the jobs don't go in your city or your state. I think this whole Cheyenne deal is indicative of the very difficult straits that Rock County is in economically.
Eric Levitt, Janesville City Manager.
There is risk. They may never produce this product because it hasn't ever been proven yet.
Some people say, why not take this money and give it to social needs? But you can hand a man or a woman a basket of fish and they'll eat today, or you can teach them how to fish and they'll fish for their and fish and ultimately eat for their lifetime. That's what we're trying to do here.
A billboard, Governor Scott Walker, creating jobs for Wisconsin. In an office, Cindy shuffles through papers as she stands beside a fax machine.
They held my unemployment again. And there's cuts in all these different programs. So I'm approximately $310 unemployment. $95 is going for my medical. I'm screwed.
Gail's husband, Tim, cooks breakfast in their kitchen.
On an average day, I'm up 5:30, iron their clothes the night before. Make sure all their homework is done.
Stop it! The only luxury is I don't have to go to work.
I was granted disability through General Motors.
I got a prosthetic ankle.
Tim displays a scar on his elbow.
So they reattach that.
Take pride in combing their hair and making sure that they go to school and they're presentable, just as if their mom was at home.
Tim brushes Skylar's hair.
All right, little girl. Be good. Love you.
Bye.
See you 11:30.
Mm-hmm. Whatever God has in his plans for us, we'll survive.
On a factory assembly line, Gail works on an auto chassis.
I switch places with him in a minute. If I could do what he's doing, I'd do it. The automotive industry, we're the middle class. If the middle class was still buying houses and fueling the economy, we wouldn't be in a recession because the rich still got money and the poor never had it.
She tapes a piece of paper to her door panel, then pulls on a cord. Later, Gail drives out of a parking lot as rosy light brightens the horizon. 6:55 a.m., end of third shift. Back home, she hugs Skylar.
Hey, baby. I can feel your heart beating.
Love you. No, come out to eat with us.
Gail hugs her older daughter, Spencer.
It's good to be home.
Sitting on her lap, Skylar whispers in Gail's ear. In Janesville, a light snow blankets the ground. Mary and Diane meet Governor Walker at a building entrance.
Hey, Governor Walker.
How are you? Good to see you.
Oh.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here.
Hi, very welcome. Good to see you again. Yeah.
Any chance we'll ever get to be a completely red state and work on these unions?
Oh, yeah.
And become a right to work?
Well, in fact, the
big
thing...
What can we do to help you?
Well, we're going to start in a couple weeks with our budget adjustment bill. The first step is... we're going to deal with collective bargaining for all public employee unions.
Right.
Because you divide and conquer. I need lawmakers to vote on it. But the key is by tying it to the budget, there's no way to unravel that.
You're right on target. Good. That's what we need.
4 weeks later.
This morning, we are introducing the budget repair bill, making fundamental reform changes in our wage and benefit structure, in our entitlement structure.
Protesters holding signs march along a city sidewalk.
There may be some leaders in some of the unions who will be upset with this.
Are we gonna let them strip away our rights and freedom?
If you're gonna negotiate, you gotta have something to offer. We don't have something, so we're laying it out on the table.
Newly elected Republican Governor Scott Walker is on a mission to destroy collective bargaining rights for all of Wisconsin's public employees. You know what that is, folks? That's Union Bussin' 101.
Ain't gonna let this governor turn us around.
This is 50 years of Wisconsin law, and he wanted to wipe it out in 3 days. What's really most galling, it's unnecessary to the purposes of the bill, which is to fix the budget in the next 5 months.
Gonna build a better world.
The Democrats of the Wisconsin State Senate fled. They hot-tailed it so the Senate Republicans could not take the vote they wanted to take to strip union rights from people who work in the public sector.
We left to slow that bill down and give people more of a chance to think about it, particularly to give some Republican state senators a chance to maybe consider modifying it.
Whether they agree with the bill or not, have the guts to show up and do your job. Don't hide out in another state.
A hotel somewhere in Illinois 3 days into the standoff.
I don't give a whether he's mad or not. People who are in positions of public trust have an obligation to resolve the issues and not just stand on two sides of the room and yell at each other, which is about what's going on right now in Wisconsin.
Protesters chant at Senator Glenn Grothman, Republican.
I went and met with the governor's chief of staff and deputy chief of staff. We thought there was a deal. I would go back and try to sell it, but the two sides have gotten very rigid.
Policemen force a man against a wall as they handcuff and arrest him. Sitting beside a computer, Tim closes his cell phone.
There is a smoking gun in Wisconsin, a prank phone call, of all things, between Governor Scott Walker and a reporter pretending to be billionaire Republican money man David Koch.
Now, you're not talking to any of these Democrat bastards, are you?
There's one guy that's actually voted with me on a bunch of things. His name is Tim Cullen.
I'll have to give that man a call.
Well, actually, in his case, I wouldn't call him. He's pretty reasonable, but he's not one of us. He's not there for political reasons. He's just trying to get something done. He's not a conservative. He's just a pragmatist.
I guess there's no room in government for people who are just trying to, quote, get something done. If you're not ready to push the right-wing agenda, you don't need to bother with it.
20th day of standoff. Representative Peter Barca, Democrat.
Any doubt as to whether good cause exists, the governmental body should provide 24 hours notice. This is clearly a violation of open meetings law.
Republicans use a parliamentary maneuver to end collective bargaining while the Democrats are in Illinois.
This is a violation of the open meetings law.
Protesters in orange shirts chant at lawmakers walking out of assembly. More protesters pack the rotunda of the Capitol building. Sitting at his desk, Tim gazes blankly. March 12, 2011. Thousands of people gather outside the Capitol building. The Democratic senators return to Madison. Tim walks through the crowd, shaking people's hands. The Reverend Jesse Jackson joins him. A person holds up a sign, 14 heroes. A photo of Walker with a Hitler mustache adorns another sign, Dictator Scott Walker.
We're with you! We're with you!
Gail stands in the crowd with Spencer.
To understand that it's important to fight for whatever it is that she believes in. I want her to understand it wasn't the company giving you days off work and 8-hour work days. It was a union that did that.
Tim speaks to the crowd from a podium.
This fight comes down to the simplest question of all. Who shall govern us, the people or the money? Who's going to be the people?
Standing behind police tape, protesters line long stretches of sidewalk. Jane Phil's annual business banquet. Mary pulls up to a policeman and converses with him. She drives on past the protesters, many holding up signs. Shame. Mary mutters, "This is horrible."
I'm really enjoying being yelled at today.
Inside the event, people stand around banquet tables.
you met Dr. Greg Pfeiffer yet?
Just Greg is fine.
And he has a company in Madison and is looking at our area.
Yeah, we're looking at it's a startup right now. We're actually looking at putting our production facility in Janesville.
Is he here yet?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. That's fun.
Subtitles. The governor is not showing up until a minute before he goes on stage.
Where are they keeping him?
In the lobby, Mary confers with a police officer. She paces to a window and gazes at the protesters standing across the parking lot.
I pulled this up, but it's kind of hard to believe with this. So I'm going to have to fold that up and put it in my pocket and take it on the road. Because it's one thing to put up a sign, it's another thing to show that your actions speak louder than your words. Our reforms ultimately help protect middle-class jobs and middle-class taxpayers. With your help, we're going to put this great state back to work. Thank you so much for having me.
In the lobby, Mary turns from the window and paces with her head down.
It's a day for democracy in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Democrats needed to collect about 540,000 signatures to trigger a recall election against Walker. Today, they delivered more than 1 million.
Recall Scott Walker signs stand in front of lawns and hang on doorways. Several signs stand outside a rural home. If you stand with Walker, you will fall for anything. Another sign stands outside a tall brick mansion. We stand with Scott Walker. Both pro and anti-Walker signs appear on fence posts, car windows, crop fields, and private lawns. Tim walks into a building, then greets several supporters.
Attending this momentous occasion, and I'm here to welcome you.
Standing off to one side, Walker whispers to another man, then applauds as Tim steps up to the podium.
What I want to say is I'm happy that everybody's here, but I came here as a state senator to do my job, and I think the best thing we can do, regardless of how you feel, is to let this program go forward. There's a lot of opportunity afterwards to resume how you feel. I know how strongly it is, but I think it would really be more respectful to the secretary and to the governor to let this program go forward. Thank you.
Walker smiles as he cuts a red ribbon.
I'm despicable because I denounce protests. I just asked people to be quiet while they spoke.
Oh, I so agree.
Well, he doesn't. Fake liberal. Huh. Whoa, man.
Tim takes off his jacket as he walks to his car. In her house, Gail packs a suitcase.
Every weekend, this is me. I'm still hanging my hat on getting us an early retirement. We hear rumors that they want the higher seniority people out in order to bring in the $14 an hour two-tier employers, and truly I hope that that's what they want to do, because they don't want me out no more than I want to be out, so. But this here.
She holds up a lotto ticket.
It's the key to my success. It's either retirement or the lottery, whichever comes first. I think it's going to be the lottery.
Carrying her luggage, Gail walks toward the door. Wearing a cap and gown, Cindy participates in a graduation ceremony. Watching in the audience with Christina, Doug takes photos. Cindy smiles and waves to her family.
Clinical laboratory technician, Cynthia Deegan.
Striding across the stage, Cindy shakes a woman's hand, then accepts her diploma. Later, sitting in her kitchen, Cindy browses a website, Careers.
Every day I'm on here putting in resumes. I didn't think it'd be this hard. I thought with a degree, you know, I don't know. It's depressing. It wouldn't be as stressful if I had unemployment coming in, you know.
Cindy's unemployment ended 6 weeks ago. Carrying a folder, Cindy walks toward a building, Veterans Job Fair.
You know, the only thing that I can think of that we have open right now is a lab glass washer position, okay. Like a part-time position. All of the glassware that we use in the labs need to be cleaned and sterilized.
What kind of salary is that, or?
That position's probably around 10 or 11 an hour.
10 or 11, okay.
These are not current openings, but it helps you to understand the title, so when you go to the website, you'll have a better idea as to what you're looking for.
So are you with Human Resources?
Yes,
or?
Yes, I am.
So
yes.
When Cindy Deegan comes across, you'll remember the name, right? is this the Bloit one?
No, this is actually the sales side of the business.
Okay. Okay, the sales side. So.
Say goodbye to this. Okay.
Display tables run along the periphery of the modest-sized conference room. Cindy stands in the center and leafs through a stack of papers. In the state capitol building, Tim sits on the assembly floor.
It's unbelievable. The Republicans have not accepted a Democratic amendment since I was sworn in. What they're jamming through is their entire right-wing agenda. It's just sheer partisanship. There's no interest in compromise. I'm learning it's a different Wisconsin.
I had a Republican call me last night. He said, those people in the Capitol today, he said, they're not conservative, they're radical.
Yeah. That's why being the candidate is an attractive notion, because you could beat the guy. Tim Cullen did not let people down. He stayed in Illinois. You know, he held firm. Walker needs to go. So we put Cullen in there. It's the guy who can clearly win. That would be the drama move.
Today on Upfront, the Democratic state senator who says he'll run against Governor Walker in a recall election.
I sense a yearning out there to stop this war and bring this government back near the center. You can go to a dictatorship. They get things done in 10 or 15 minutes. I can come to Wisconsin. They get things done in 10 or 15 minutes. It's not a good situation.
I'm sure most of the people on 5.0 think the governor's collective bargaining bill is a great idea. Therefore, they probably don't like my opposition to it. My reaction is, let's focus on what really matters, you know, which is the economy of Rock County. And I'll help them any way they want, just tell me. They got my number, and I don't hear from them.
Tim walks through marble-tiled hallways to his Senate office. Rock 5.0 finally calls Tim for support of a tax incentive that would help recruit Shine Medical Technologies.
This Rock County 5.0's team is working hard. We're putting a tremendous amount of time and effort to bring Shine in. So we've got some challenges ahead of us, and we're going to need some help.
I'm not opposed to the use of tax credits. I voted for lots of tax credit bills already. What I can't understand from looking at that bill is how the public is served, whether it was creating 12 jobs or whatever it was. There's nothing in the bill that says they have to have done that before they sell them.
This particular bill creates a mechanism that will be governed by a lot of different checks and balances, which I've tried to articulate on this little diagram here.
But what you say and what this chart shows is not what the bill says. We're messing around with the public's money. The public has a right to know what they're getting.
I think the tax credits, Tim, they have to follow those circumstances. This bill does not change those other than the fact that they could postpone the job requirement.
The bill doesn't say that, Joe.
Then we can change the bill to say that, Tim.
Well,
if that's a concern,
be changed,
no problem.
That.
It doesn't create tax credits. It just allows them to be transferred.
I understand that, Joe. Very well.
Okay.
In downtown Janesville, small mounds of snow run along the curbs of quiet streets. Leafless trees stand outside a boarded-up building. A church steeple is silhouetted against a cloudy gray sky. February 2012. Janesville's city council is voting on the $9 million incentive package for Shine Medical Technologies. Inside the City of Janesville Municipal Building, Mary smiles as she walks into a meeting.
Today is pretty much D-Day to get this deal done.
We are going to start out with the requests and comments from the public regarding items on the agenda.
It has become very apparent this is an opportunity for us to become a research center, and I'm very grateful the Shine Company has selected us.
If you turn this project down, you send a very clear message to businesses interested in locating in our community. Janesville is open for business. Have the vision and the strength to allow this project to move forward.
I feel like a pair of brown shoes in a room full of tuxedos. I'm just a working guy. But I hope I can make you stop and think. I did the math, $9 million, 125 jobs, probably from out of town, $70-some thousand per job. No guarantees.
Eric Levitt, Janesville City Manager.
The risks involved in this is a venture capital deal. They don't even have, at this point, a product that they can go to market and sell right now.
If the council chooses tonight to delay this decision for 2 weeks, the board will start aggressively looking at other locations.
We will re-engage other sites. We have spent a considerable amount of money and time in Janesville already.
Over 20% of our city budget is going into this project. And now we got to make this decision right now with barely any input from the public. The project is not going to start until 2016. The city is not going to get paid the incentives back that are going to come back from property taxes until
Councilmember Rashkin,
2026.
Could I move to question, please?
No. All of the incentives from this TIF is going to go to this one project.
I apologize for the interruption, but I move the question.
With that, Council, please vote.
An electric sign displays the results of the vote.
And that passes with Rashkin in opposition and McDonald passing on the vote. So, that takes care of that.
Mary smiles broadly as she leaves the meeting.
I think with every dream and with every vision, you are taking a risk.
We're thrilled to be coming to Janesville.
And I feel good about that.
2015, right?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And thank you very much.
Mary visits the GM plant.
And I think about what this used to be like. I remember all the cars and the people. But that's the past. I go to some of our new developments, and I sit and I breathe the air around them, and I think this is our vision for the future. My daughter said to me the other day, I can't imagine living anywhere but here in Janesville. This is where family is.
Mary and her daughter walk through a Japanese garden with a central pond. Mary smiles as she puts on a blue ball cap. Fort Wayne, Indiana. Gail washes her face at a bathroom sink. There is no provision for early retirement in the new GM UAW contract. She dries her face with a towel and gazes at a reflection in the mirror.
This is what our reality is.
Framed photos of Gail's family adorn a bookshelf.
Just getting through the day to day, you know, living for the weekends.
It's dark out as Gail enters the factory for a shift.
That's it, this is my life. I gotta go, okay, because the line is starting. Tell Dad that I'll talk to him later, okay? I really can't talk, Scott.
On the assembly line, Gail uses a power tool on slow-moving auto chassis.
Yes, I'm calling for Cynthia Deegan. We'd like to talk to you about setting up a time for an interview.
To get this lab tech job, Cindy must pass a board certification test.
So far, three people have taken it, two have passed, and one has failed. So, all my life I've worked hard, you know. That's how I made it through basic training. I wasn't coming home a failure.
Oh, I'm going almost 70.
Cindy drives along a rural road.
Slow down.
Later, clutching paperwork, she walks out of a building.
It said I passed, but I don't believe it. I'm still in shock. I mean, I am just shaking. Oh, I hurt. Oh, that was terrible.
She wipes tears from her eyes. At Beloit Memorial Hospital, Cindy fills out paperwork.
Oh, this is your employment offer. Are you interested in health and dental?
Yes.
Okay, this is for the health insurance. Ready?
Cindy poses for a photo in front of a blue backdrop.
Two copies. There's your badge.
She pins a photo ID card to her shirt. Next, a televised news conference, February 1st, 2012. Tim Cullen announces gubernatorial bid, Wisconsin State Capitol.
I am announcing today that I will no longer seek the Democratic nomination for governor in the expected recall election of Governor Walker. I have concluded that I cannot raise the $1 to $2 million necessary to deliver my message. I will spend the rest of my time in Madison representing those who have no lobbyists themselves, the convenience store employee, the hairdresser, the factory worker with no union. I will continue to speak out on the issues I believe in. I hope that not being a candidate will add credibility to what I say.
Thank you so much.
At an outdoor gathering, a woman hugs Tim. Deep furrows stretch across a tract of bare soil next to a field of green crops. Shine Medical Technologies must raise another $10 million to build and open a plant here by 2015. As of July 2012, Wisconsin ranked 41 out of 50 states in job creation. Cindy's job pays 20% less, but her benefits covered medical tests confirming she is cancer-free. Gail hopes to retire and rejoin her family by 2016. Scott Walker's victory in the recall election cost $45.6 million. Combined with his opponent's spending of $20.8 million, it was the most expensive election in Wisconsin history. Diane Hendricks' $510,000 donation set a new state record. In September 2012, a Wisconsin circuit court struck down parts of the anti-collective bargaining law. The ruling is being appealed. Janesville's GM plant is one of 39 shut down in the U.S. since 2008 with no plans to reopen. Produced and directed by Brad Lichtenstein. A list of other credits follows, including executive producers Brian Glazer, Justine Nagin, and Gordon Quinn. Description created by NCI Described Media.